Rates for both transient and permanent slip holders will go up by 6.68%. The increase is effective immediately for transient users. For resident vessels, it will begin on April 15th. The increase means it will cost $2.99 per foot per month to keep a boat permanently moored in Sitka's harbors. For a 40-foot vessel, that's just under $120 a month. It adds up to about $1,435 a year, or about $91 more than last year. But Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter reminded the Assembly that it's about more than just the 1 year.
You know, for 1 year, it doesn't sound so bad, but they're looking at this for the next 20 years, basically, to get to the point where we can actually replace the infrastructure that we currently have.
The increases are part of the city's master plan, which lays out when Sitka will have to maintain and replace all of the various parts of its harbor system. Much of that infrastructure was originally built with state money, but nearly everyone expects the city will have to shoulder the replacement costs alone. Kevin Knox, the chair of the Port and Harbors Commission, said the increase doesn't come without a little heartburn.
That's a big chunk to be increasing our rates, but we did understand too that based on some previous years where there weren't increases, we had some catching up to do.
Knox was the only member of the public to speak at Tuesday night's meeting, but Hunter stressed that the rates were hammered out over the course of 3 months.
There have been many, many meetings on this issue, and many hours of testimony and discussions and question and answer, and everyone has really put their brains and hearts and soul into this, and I think this is a fair and a good increase based on where we're at financially in our harbor system.
There are some bright spots for harbor users. Moorage rates for vessels under 20 feet will drop by about 20%. Knox said the goal is to fill now-empty skiff stalls. The Port and Harbors Commission also sought to provide some relief for transient users. These are generally vessels that come from out of town and use the harbor for just a few days or weeks. Hunter said they've seen the largest rate hikes in recent years.
So the Port and Harbors Commission came up with this idea of offering a 25% credit for any vessels actively engaged in fishing. So if you come up here on your yacht for tourism, because you have a 200-foot yacht with a helicopter, you're going to pay your rate. But if you come over here to fish and you bring fish to town, then you're going to get this this credit.
That 25% credit will be available for any vessel actively loading or unloading fish while in town. At one point, Assemblymember Michelle Putz asked if it's possible to minimize rate increases by shifting responsibility for some projects away from the Harbor Fund. Finance Director Jay Sweeney said, in a word, no.
And I want to be very, very clear on this point. There are no silver bullets for the Harbor Fund. No amount of tweaking things is going to solve this problem. From 2032 through 2037, we have $60 million in capital expenditures scheduled for a huge number of harbor refurbishment and placements, not the least of which is Eliason Harbor.
Sweeney said the city understands that rate hikes are tough and will revisit them every year. If revenue exceeds expectations, he said, then future increases will be smaller. But the city must get started now.
If we avoid rate increases now and don't increase the rates steadily over the years, we're going to be faced in that period of time with either a massive rate increase or abandoning the harbor. There will be no other choices.
And with that warning ringing in their ears, the Assembly voted 5-0 to approve the increases. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.